So this is the Board of Lister hearings. We'll go around the room, introduce ourselves for the record, and then you'll have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value is and why.
Okay.
The board may have some questions or some comments at the end, and then they will deliberate, come up with a decision, and you'll be mailed a result of grievance notice from the town within 14 days at the close of the hearings. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, so let's go around the room. We're going to introduce ourselves.
I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Jerry Barris.
Nice to meet you guys.
All right, you have the floor.
So first, right off, the property, the home is fine. I have no qualms with that. I'm just here about the land today. And the reason I'm just, the first thing is I just want to understand how we hired, the town hired Vision. They sent out the first notice showing that they assessed the land at $743,400. That's the first notice we got from you guys. And then I set up a meeting with Vision, which was really nice and quick, just to go over, because of my acre and a half, I had it drawn out, and about an acre, a little less than an acre, is completely unusable, meaning I know the town culture probably doesn't do that, but it's all boulders, it's all cliffs. I blasted just where I built my home. And I think a lot of people, I think when the person first came, I have a long driveway coming up. Most of that's not mine. And I think they assumed that. Vision said, oh, we thought that was your beautiful, it's my neighbor's. I have a easement to use that. It used to be the old golf cart path to get to T-Box 4. So with that, it was a quick, I just said, listen, that's not my front yard. And a lot of this land, it's boulder. I own way up into the hill. And they said, you know what, we'll send someone out taking a look. They did send someone out because I was out there and I saw him in his dirt and his thing. And then you guys sent me the town of Colchester sent me on June 15th an email saying the appraisals are completed. Here's a link to go see. Mine went down to 669-1, about 73,000 down. And I said, oh, good. They took an account that I didn't own the front lawn, didn't all that. So I was fine. And of course, I got the letter from you guys last week. And now my land is over $1 million. It's $1,108,700. I just don't know how you get from Vision giving you an appraisal, giving them going, here, we're going to add $440,000 to your land. Why are we using Vision then? That's my question.
Well, first of all, the Mariner Heights and Marble Island Road is a neighborhood.
Yep.
It's this very specific neighborhood. And they erred on your property, and they did not include you in that neighborhood. They included you in a different neighborhood for coding wise. And so we coded, after they sent the notices out, we found the error and we coded you to be included in that neighborhood. So you are being coded and valued as if your lot was in a same value of a different neighborhood. And so that's why there's a difference in that, an increase in value, because the land, the improved land throughout that area is very high in value based on the recent sales that we've had through there. So that's what's going on. And so there was an error on those first notices and that we had to correct, because we couldn't have everybody in the neighborhood co-graded and coded a certain way and then have you graded a lot lower than that.
Okay.
It all has to be equal.
Okay.
For fairness.
Yep. That's fine. Then my next question is, all my neighbors, I'm rated at 100. All my neighbors are 80 and 85. I mean, right next door to me. Every one of them.
I think if you go through there, you'll see they should all be graded the same. I don't know if someone had changed them.
They should not have changed them. This is all from last night. I went on the
Vision site.
Yep.
No, that Vision site might be old. I don't know if we can go on my site right now, and I can show you that they should all be 100, because I went through all of that prior to the first notices going out, right, with the project supervisor.
Okay.
So that they're all the same. And then I don't know if someone changed them or somebody came in during the informal meetings and said, oh, no, and somebody was like, oh, who didn't realize what we had done to get to the values, made corrections or changed.
Yep.
Errors in changing them, we had to change them all back to what they were.
Okay.
So there is some issue because people came in and complained, and the instructions that we had gave to the people who are here in the hearings or the informational meetings were not to change any neighborhood grades or any subjective things, and yet they did. So they were not supposed to. So we have to go back and correct those errors. And it's very frustrating because
you're going to have every one of these people come in
I understand.
Next door to you.
What's that?
Dusevich is next
door
to you. Yeah.
Dusevich. He's at an
80. His house below on Pebble Beach is 80. The site that he's building on is.
Why is his site
the Mariner Heights? Huh?
Why is that site an 80 and I'm 100?
Because
connected.
Because when you go up the private part of Marble Island, the dirt road part of Marble Island. We had sales up there that should be 85, and Dusevich is matching those.
Yeah, his Dusevich is existing almost 80, is what you're saying.
Yes, his is below. So as you turn the right going down, that's a different neighborhood grading. Okay, because we had sales on that section that were lower. So when you take the turn off, you know how you can keep going up Mariner Heights, or you take the turn. Marble Island continues down to Pebble Beach and Marble Island. We had sales in that section that were less than Marble Island Road and Mariner Heights for land values.
So a land that's touching me, I border with that.
Yeah, but he's also below you. He's down in the.
What does that do? Anything?
Elevation.
Elevation. So he's lower than your lot.
So elevation is a factor.
Well, the view from that you can see from your higher elevation is absolutely.
Then my last, I get one, I'm the last, but then the lot up on top of the hill there.
Pebble Beach Road?
Yeah. That's 1.5 acres, same as mine. Bigger house. And yet he's paying a lot less taxes than I am. And he's right on the water.
That's a Dusevich.
No, that's.
Oh.
Oh, you're talking about the.
Yeah.
The big house on the water?
Yeah. So that's, they're paying $647,000 on taxes for 1.5 acres on the water. I'm paying over $1 million not on the water, and they're literally spitting distance from me. And I know you're saying it's a different neighborhood and all that, but how can that be $400,000 difference, and he's on the water, and he has the exact same problem?
I'd have to look at it. I don't know the. And I'd have to look at what's graded for and what the water site is. And
yeah, no, that's. So coming into our development, it really it matters if you go up the hill or down the hill for $400,000.
Yep.
That's amazing to me. So the lot that's for sale still in there, that's coming up the hill. There's still a lot for sale. It's almost an acre. It's 0.8. They're selling for $345,000. They can't sell it. They've been trying to sell for 10 years. So why isn't that on the market for $1 million, $800,000?
Because it's not improved.
No, but I'm saying, so you're saying when a house goes on there, all of a sudden that
property. So all that money that you put into your site to make it buildable wasn't there when it was vacant.
Yeah.
That's a part of the value of your property. That's part of the value of the land. So. That lot that's undeveloped still has all that work that needs to be done. So the person buying it has to put a ton of money into it to make it buildable. And that's where the difference between the vacant land sale and those improved lot sales.
So Dusevich's lot he's building on now, that one, so the land there is 880. Is that what you were saying? How that's the one you were referring to, right, as one of them?
I think I was referring to his house.
His house. He's been down below.
Down below me. He's touching me, but it's, I guess it's a different neighborhood. It makes more sense to me. It's not in the camps. And that's just like telling me the house on the water below Dusevich, the Walters, they pay less than I do. I mean, the guy's got an 8,000 square foot house on the water.
Yeah, I'd have to look at that.
It just doesn't make sense to me. As a person paying taxes,
I understand.
I'm like, it's an 8,000 square foot home on the water. He treats it like he owns the beach, and I'm paying more taxes because I can see the water. That's all. I'm just, you know, it's just frustrating. You know, it's.
I understand. I don't know what I'd have to look that property up because I didn't review it, but.
It's just. So you're telling me all the houses up by me, everybody touching me is going to be at 100.
Everybody up in that little area is in that $2 million range because we had a $2.1 or $2.2 million sale, right?
Yeah.
And then as you come down the road, everyone is somewhere between, I think, 1.2 and 1.7 for theirs because we had sales in that section. And there's actually another one on the market that's down there in that price range as well. So that's why, because we had sales through there. And then on the dirt road part where Marble Island becomes a private road going up the hill, we've had two sales up in that section, which gave us that neighborhood grading in that area. So those are two different neighborhoods because the sales showed us where those delineations were. And we made the decision to make that delineation at the turn, and maybe it should have been going up the hill. I don't know. But these are the decisions you have to make when we're doing reappraisals and breaking those neighborhoods up into sections.
And finished basements don't matter.
It seems
like when you look up the things, it shows square footage first and second floor. It never shows, you know, the square footage of a finished basement.
You have finished basement?
And then, no, I don't. I'm the only one up there that doesn't. So my point is a lot of those houses up there too.
Yeah.
And with those finished basements, they're actually bigger than me. And yet I'm paying a ton more taxes for my home, for just the home part. I'm just curious. That's all.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have a finished basement.
We can compare line by line for the house and the square footage and
so you do tax for the whole finished basement?
Yes.
Same as the first two
floors? It's not the same value as the first two floors.
Okay.
No,
Flaherty's on a slab, I think. I don't see anything basement. I see slab.
No, I'm not talking about
I'm talking about
my immediate neighbors.
Yeah.
They all have walkouts finished.
Yeah. The ones on the left side of the road have all the walkouts. Yeah,
I don't have the finished basement. Yep. No, that's interesting. I didn't realize that you really, and you know, what's hard is, and Jared knows too, because she knew that when the sale you're talking about, they sold everything. So that's how they got to that price. Meaning that included, they didn't take one thing out of that house,
mm-hmm.
included a fountain boat, that includes my house, you know what I'm saying? That right. price that you're going on is they it was lower, but then they upped it to include everything in that house, counting the napkins.
And the tax return?
It didn't
the real estate at $2 million, it didn't show the personal
it didn't,
property.
It didn't break the personal property.
Shame on that.
I probably should have said that.
No.
But I remember seeing it listed, as they were listing it as...
what's that? I'm sorry.
I remember the listing has showed with furniture. Yeah.
Golf cart. They left with just a bag. It was perfect. He loved it. But anyway, yeah, no, I didn't realize that a neighborhood like ours, you can divide up just by turning the corner. That's just, to me, makes no sense.
Yeah,
but,
so...
if somebody wants to live in that neighborhood, they're not going to say, you don't go up that street right there because that one's worth $500,000 more. Just take a right to the guy's touching my neighbor. It just makes no sense to me, that's all.
No,
in Marble Island, Common Hill. They're beautiful homes.
Yeah.
You're saying because they sold up there and turned on the street, it's different?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. We do have areas, we just, person from Canyon Estates, if you go down Canyon Road, you take a left on, I think it's called Hilltop or whatever it's called. That housing stock up there is a lot different than Canyon Estates. So that neighborhood grading changes slightly. So those things we look at, and when you go up the hill on Mariner Heights versus going down the hill on Marble Island to Pebble Beach, that was where we made the change. Whether or not that was the proper place to do that, I don't know. Because I don't have, Dusevich didn't sell his house, and we didn't have a sale below there, but we did have sales going up the private part of the road. So that's kind of...
Yeah, it's just frustrating. It's all, I mean, because I know Dusevich is going to sell the house for well over $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's already, so it's just funny that it's going to wait, sell it, and then, anyway. It's just frustration, I know. I know everybody comes in here is frustrated. You know, I plan on being here a long time, and I know it's great to have your property values go up. But it's also, you know, when I first moved here, I bought the house for $750,000. That's what I, you know, paid for to have it built.
Mm-hmm.
And only $250,000 for the land. So I was in it, and that tax were, you know.
Yeah.
It's another just, it's completely, it's $2.3 million now. It was $1 million 5 years ago. I'm just like, holy God, you know. But, and I was just concerned because, like I said, that the guy up the street has the exact same lot. He's looking at the water. he's got your house in mine, and I'm paying less, and it doesn't make any sense to me because it's on Marble Island. I don't care if you take a right or left. The house is beautiful. He's got the view of the mountains, the lake, and all of a sudden my house is worth $400,000 more because I'm up on a hill where somebody sold a house. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
because somebody's going to pay for that one. They're going to pay $3 million for that, 3.5.
And it's a funny neighborhood because you have the house that's on Miles Bay Club Road that sold. How much that one sell for?
Well, it's on the market right now for 3.5.
3.5, but that's not on the water. Okay, and then you go up the hill on the private part, and Rob Lynch's property sold for $2 million. It's now again on the market, I think, for pretty close to that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's 2 acres with 400-something feet of frontage, right? So that's – Marble Island's really odd.
Yeah.
It's like it doesn't fit with what you would think would work.
But that it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, I was just – it's just frustrating, that's all. When I just didn't realize you were that the town was looking, I mean, literally, I mean, I'm his neighbor. I'm just touching his, we mow each other's lawn. And all of a sudden his land is worth that much less.
Yeah.
You know, he's paying $349,000 for an acre and I'm paying almost $800,000. You know, the math.
No, double. I understand, yeah.
I just can't believe that's the difference.
Yeah.
For being a neighbor.
Yeah.
That's just frustrating. You know, that's, and.
Yeah,
but
it's.
I guess. Is what it is.
And when we try to draw the neighborhoods, we try to make considerations for what we can tell. And him being down below, we just kept that neighborhood at 85 as opposed to changing it to the Marble Island Mariner Heights neighborhood. And the 100, it's just a code. And it that has no real meaning.
I know where I was in Wilson before. So does Colchester take into account the land I can't use or no? They don't care.
Yeah, actually, so, your site is 0.9. So we're saying that the building site is not a full. We are reducing your building site down by 10% for
so
that.
So even though even though it's almost an acre of unusable, it's 1.54, and I have it's almost an acre of unusable. I mean, it's all ledge.
Mm-hmm.
I own the woods. We're next to 30-acre property that's for sale. It's been sale for 50 years. I mean, like I said, on the front of the house, Jerry knows what I'm talking about coming in, but I literally, people think I own it because I take care of it,
and I
mow it. So this whole front area, people think that's mine.
Oh.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's my neighbor's.
Yeah.
But I mow it, I plant it, I do it, so everything, and then this is all my property.
Mm-hmm.
This is all I own right here that I can use. It's where the house is. This is my property.
Up the hill.
Mm-hmm. It's all ledge. I mean, that's why nobody's bought 30 acres up there. You'd have to infrastructure. It's all. So I blasted here to build this, yes, but my line goes here, not here.
Yeah.
Because when the guy came the first time, he's like, oh, you have a beautiful front line. I go, it's not mine. You know, it looks like it is, obviously, because it's moat. So I'm just asking. So I'm paying, there's no difference on this all this up here. That's all. That's all. But, yeah, so, I mean.
So who else uses that driveway?
Just me.
Just you.
So that was the one.
So you didn't have to have a private road agreement, right?
No,
you
not.
You paying it even then.
Yeah, so when Davis sold me the land, this was the golf park path to this tee box right here.
Yeah.
And this is all ledge here, too.
Yeah.
You can't see it, but you can't.
Yeah.
You can't get in. So he made the deal where he said, you have the right of way to use that path to get to your house. And this house that owns all of it can't build anything here.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have bought it. I mean, I don't want to put up a
house in front of
you. Right there. So, yeah, for right now. I mean,
Can we have that for the record? Do you have an extra copy?
I'll just give you
that. Thanks.
Thank you.
Is it, do you see it often? I was talking to the neighbor there that to my right. Is it, how hard is it for me to make him an offer to buy that? Is the town allowed?
You mean to do like a boundary line adjustment?
Yeah. If I bought that from him, it's doable, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's just me making him an
you
offer.
You mean the hoarder?
Yeah. Me making him an offer and just saying, I'll buy this part of the property from you so you don't so it's not an easement anymore.
Yeah, you could probably do a boundary line adjustment.
Sure.
It wouldn't, because he can't use it Anyway, it's
you can't pull anything. The hard part about it is he'll come flying up the hill.
Sweet.
Like, yeah.